fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the third day of December. Prepper tip of the day: pray for our president and his family, pray for our republic, hunker down and maintain your situational awareness. The expanded prepper tip: stock up on sea salt, get at least 500 pounds. It's cheap, it can't go bad, bugs won't bother it, animals won't bother it. And also stock up on spices and baking soda, get at least a case of baking soda, great barter item. Okay, we have a patient waiting in green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz has 4 websites. We'll give these out a number of times, slowly, so you can write them down. So if you miss one, just hold on. We'll give it again later in the show. Here we go. 4 websites. JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next, we have HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we go to RevolutionTelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Well, sir, I'm thinking about using the bumper music from the Twilight Zone theme song, because more and more it seems like, or maybe the theme song from The Matrix, because we are truly living in a matrix, aren't we, sir?
Actually, truly we are, in the whole realm of physics. And reality, we're living in a matrix, no doubt.
No doubt whatsoever. You and I and my listeners, we're aware of living in the matrix when the millions of people around us aren't. It's very strange, isn't it?
Oh, boy, brother, you're just nailed it on the head. This is like describing my life. It's like a roller coaster ride through the Twilight Zone. And I've got some breaking news. Nobody knows
Please.
About it. I'm going to break it right now. John, I just filed yesterday in U.S. federal court in Florida a complaint to block the Pfizer and Moderna vaccination certification by the Food and Drug Administration. And you can go up on medicalveritas.org under the medical legal tab at the top, and you can scroll down to the first now at the top. The press release just went up minutes ago, and the link to the entire 84-page complaint is on it. and it's a doozy. I think you'll greatly appreciate it. But going back to what you were talking about, this matrix and this living in Twilight Zone reality, I can tell you that my life has been like this since 1990. You know, and I know you believe in angels, and I believe in angels, and we believe in the Holy Spirit and the power of prayer and Jesus's love. And we have been blessed in that way. Your life, my life, has been saved many times. And like you say, you know, we're living in the age of the Bible where 10,000 shall die at our left, 1,000 die at our right. But, you know, somehow, miraculously, this matrix and this Holy Spirit of protection is going to protect us, those who have this faith. Now, I've been living this bizarre reality where I attest to the fact that there are angels and that those angels have been helping me since 1990. Their presence in my own life has been so profound. I shouldn't be here. There's no reasonable explanation for me to actually still be on planet Earth other than to serve some purpose that the Creator knows far better than I. But I suspect strongly that part of my purpose was to file this thing that we filed yesterday. And frankly, Moderna and Pfizer and Hearst Corporation, which is iHeartRadio, the advertisers, the main advertisers of the propaganda that the vaccines are safe. They're not safe. They're not even vaccines, and in the technical sense. And so this genetically engineered so-called vaccine, genetic therapy, actually, and its impact on the human DNA and even impact on viruses that are resident in our bodies is unknown, and it was not tested. And so we've also as you'll read in the complaint, my personal standing is involved here, because back in 1990 through 93, I was, when my life started to change in this way, when I suddenly had direction from another dimension, that I attribute that specifically from Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8. Revelation 3:6-8 is where the sixth angel from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, comes to the planet and basically helps somebody to deal with the revelations of the key of the house of David. And we've talked about that a little bit on the show in the past. And when you read the complaint, you'll see that my standing, giving me the standing to actually bring this litigation under the Florida Whistleblowers Act, ties into two elements. One is the fact that back in October, when the event 2001 or 201 event coronavirus predictive programming exercise was administered by Bill Gates's organization, the World Economic Forum, and Johns Hopkins propagandists, they actually had were there in the presence of Henry Schein Corporation, which was my previous employer. I was fired actually for telling the truth about what was going on in science and the politics and the manipulation of the information pursuant to the Florida dental AIDS mystery, the tragedy of a Florida dentist having injected six of his patients with his strain of HIV/AIDS. I solved the mystery of the case, but I was blackballed because of it, and I had to go out of the United States to publish. I went to the British Dental Journal, and ultimately, that's where my life started to go into this, like, total right. Twilight Zone.
Right.
And, you know, I can tell you that since 1990, the Creator has blessed me with those angels of protection and direction, so that the, you know, it's almost like reading the complaint from me. When I read it, it's almost like a culmination of my own personal life, my professional career. And here's where it's at. We're defending against this global genocide and this gross, unfair and deceptive trade that's monopolized healthcare, that has suppressed everything from the vitamins that can help people naturally and the electromagnetics and the right frequencies and the photodynamic therapies and oxysilver and hydroxychloroquine. Everything is suppressed if it's any good, and everything that's poison and genetically manipulative is promoted as safe and effective. So this is where I think it's very interesting. Again, if people want to read the complaint, and I urge you to do that, I urge people to spread it. It just went up minutes ago. Go to
Medical Veritas. Which of the four websites is it posted at?
Yes, it's Medical Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S .org. Right. And it's right at the top. There's a tab that says Medical Legal. And that click on that tab. It's the first article now up. And below that is the debate between Kennedy and Dershowitz. So Medical Legal tab on medicalveritas.org will get you into the press release. Click the document itself to open it. It comes down in a PDF file. You'll get the entire 84-page filing that just was filed yesterday morning.
Outstanding. Well, I'm here now at the website and Medical Legal, and then we got the Dr. Horowitz files COVID-19 vaccine lawsuit to block FDA's approval. There you go. It's right there.
Yep, that's it. So I want to thank you, John, for enabling me to get this information out there, brother.
Well, I like that cowboy shirt you're wearing there. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's my current style of dress is casual Western, and so I certainly appreciate the look. I'm going to start wearing my cowboy hat, too, and kind of accentuate it. In the lawsuit, you've asked the court to block the FDA from approval. Is that correct?
Yes, I've asked for injunctive relief for personally myself, my interest having been damaged. But more importantly, that just gives me the standing of being personally damaged. It's for everybody, for those that you were just talking about in the opening, that people they're not even aware of what's going down here. And, I'm blessed to have the science and that background and having published the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, which it was interesting. The quote that I'm using in the case and also in the advertising for my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, comes directly out of a censorship meeting that virtually CIA controlling Wikipedia, the editors of Wikipedia, they're financed by CIA and CIA operations, of course, like Facebook now, we understand. The complaint actually details how it is that the main intelligence organizations and the network television or agents are administering the censorship. Of course, this dovetails perfectly into what happened in the U.S. Senate last week with the drilling of the Facebook, the Zuckerberg, and Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. The intelligence that came across my television screen fits so perfectly timed to go into the complaint because it satisfies the other, what's called the Poynter Institute. The Poynter Institute is the, quote, fact checkers. So in other words, the bad guys, the demons, have created these fact-checker organizations, and lots of the funding's coming from Bill Gates and his elite. And the billionaire elite group have hired this fact-checking organization to censor truth so that they can get away with their criminal racketeering enterprise and all of the genocides and the profiting off of humanity's suffering and depopulation. So that's where this civil conspiracy claim in this complaint, there's actually nine claims. The final one is for injunctive relief, asking the court to stop the FDA certification of the coronavirus vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. But looking at all of the elements of the criminal conspiracy, the civil conspiracy. And of course, I'm not able to bring criminal. I mean, one of the projects that we've got on the desk for the next couple of days is to see, particularly in Florida, maybe there's hope. Ron DeSantis is an excellent governor. And we in Florida are not being put through what they're, for example, having to do in New York with the insane lunatic they have up there operating the governor's office. And so we might be able to get some state attorney general, and that's part of my campaign over the next couple of days. And anyone listening, if you have any help in this way and can administer some help, it would greatly be appreciated. The opportunity to reach out to the good guys, the white hats in government, in the state Congress, as well as the Senate from Hawaii, from Florida, not Hawaii. It's the worst, Washington, Hawaii.
Right.
So that's what our project is over the next couple of days, to get the complaint into their hands. As a civil complaint, we need a criminal prosecution here. And I've laid it out so that a criminal investigator would not be hampered. It'd be really benefited by.
Are you hoping to see a criminal prosecution at the state level or federal or both, sir?
Well, I'd love to see it start at the state, because you see what's going down with the FBI. The FBI, and I, you know, I had the Floridian slip a minute ago about Hawaii. I came from Hawaii. I'm in temporary residence right now in Florida, and that I basically had everything stolen by I mentioned this on previous shows, by the drug mob, virtually the same mob that finances the Democratic Party in the state of Hawaii. It's so corrupt. So there, the FBI, we've been hounding the FBI for years. They've done nothing, John, just like President Trump is, you know, complaining justifiably about the corruption that he's witnessed. I had the exact same Judge Watson, Derek Watson, in the appellate court in the state, in this, that's a federal district court judge. And I had him deny what was obviously a theft of my estate. Trump had the same judge deny him of his immigration policy and his border security measure. And I saw what happened. We wrote all about it. That article is up on judicialcorruptionnews.com. Judicialcorruptionnews.com has a series of articles about what's going down in Hawaii. And so I say, to answer your question, I would be thrilled to see somebody in the DeSantis administration, in the governor's administration in the state of Florida, in the attorney general's office, take the civil complaint and then rework it as a criminal complaint, because what they've done here is just despicable.
How fast forward do you expect these matters to move forward here, sir? Timeline.
You know, again, that's now relying on the angels, John, isn't it? Isn't it like right, administering from above, you know? So I right, don't know. I know one of my task today is I've got to serve it. It's got to be served today. We've got to put it in the mail to Moderna, Pfizer, Hearst Corporation, and Henry Schein Corporation, which was my previous employer.
Right. Okay. And that goes out Postal Service first-class mail today. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good news. That's real good news. Well, what direction you want to go next, Doctor?
Oh, gee whiz. I'm just thank you know, God, I appreciate what you've asked people to do. Is we need to pray for the president. We need to pray for the country. And I think that's right now the only thing that's going to save it. I'm just saddened and very disappointed that President Trump did not act sooner. If it was my call, given the intelligence that you and I have shared on this program, I would have already sent out marshals, federal marshals, and arrested a lot of people, and I would have already started to clean up the mess to basically also prosecute the voter fraud and voting fraud and the theft of the election as a seditious conspiracy involving the Democrats.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 3rd of December. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I got the EMP Shield for my vehicle, my daughter's vehicle, my grandson. They can get home when nobody else can drive because they'll have EMP Shield devices on their vehicles. Nice discount if you get it at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Here's his four websites before we get to our next caller. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next we have HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we go to RevolutionTelevision.net. And then medicalveritas.org, where you can find the filing that he made under medical legal. Check that out. Doctor, our caller here is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate everything you're doing. Dr. Horowitz, is it okay if I post your medical filing up at my website, Courtroom Watch?
Please do, Eric. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate the help.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to do it. We have quite the resistance movement developing up here in upstate New York. There are two things at the website that you people also may be interested in. One is a little more particular to New York, and it's called a Summary of a Legal Basis for Mask Mandates in New York. Basically a letter that will get you out of wearing a mask based on Cuomo's own executive order and the Americans with Disabilities Act. The second thing is a vaccine liability letter that people might be interested in downloading. You'll find it there on the website. So you were mentioning white hats in the government. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. Up here we have a county executive in Erie County, which is Buffalo, New York, and he's a complete totalitarian. He does whatever Cuomo says, and he's got this whole place on lockdown, and businesses are being completely destroyed right at the time of year when they need to do most of their business, which is the holiday season. So the comptroller, and the comptroller for Erie County, he's the money guy. For people who don't know what a comptroller is, he handles all the finances for the county. And this is a big county because, you know, Buffalo is in this county, Erie. And the comptroller, I believe his name is Stefan Mihailu, he stood up and he said, enough is enough. He said, anybody gets a fine from the health department, I'm going to give them 100 years to pay it off. In other words, never. And he's also said that he's not only going to freeze the bank account of the health department, he's going to shut them down. He's going to shut down their bank account so they have absolutely no operating capital to do any of their totalitarian, tyrannical activities, which is basically threatening local businesses and then fining them anywhere between $1,000 and $15,000 for staying open and just trying to put food on the table. And these are businesses who are complying with the masking, the social distancing, and everything else. They can't win no matter what they do. No COVID cases have been traced to any salons or gyms, yet the governor and the county executive still have them closed down. So I thought it was precious that the comptroller is standing up to the county executive and saying, nope, we're going to shut down the bank account of your health department, and that'll be the end of that. So you may want to reach out to him. He's a high-level government official, and he definitely seems to be donning a white hat.
Good for him.
Eric, let me ask you again. Was it courtroomwatch.com? Was that the website you have?
That's correct. We have .com and .org, so either one should get you there. We're trying to get some new posts up on a regular basis, you know, and there's some interesting documents there that people might find valuable, and I would love to be able to post that filing that you made in the Florida court. Was that in federal district court?
Yes, that's correct. Is your email contact on courtroomwatch.com?
It should be, and if it's okay, I'll just give it out right now because I don't mind having the good listeners
to
this broadcast.
Go ahead.
It's Eric, ericnewyork at protonmail.com. That's Eric New York, spelled right out, New York, at protonmail, proton, Eric New York at protonmail.com.
All right.
Okay, that's great. I'm going to also link to the courtroomwatch.com from Medical Veritas and Judicial Corruption so people can access and we can collaborate on the project. And yes,
beautiful.
Also,
beautiful. That's many hands make light work.
Yeah, and if you could get a copy of the complaint to the white hat you're talking about, that would be great.
Yep, as good as done. I'll have somebody on that right here this morning.
Outstanding. Thank you, Eric.
God bless.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good job. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Our next caller. Thank you. Our next caller is Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. What I want to talk about, John, is this. In January, Donald Trump and bumbling buffoonery Biden called him xenophobic, basically a racist because of this Wuhan flu, Wuhan virus. We never got to the point. Where did this virus come from? Did it come out of Wuhan laboratory? Was it a pingling? Was it a bat? Was it a rat? Was it a mixed blood cat? I don't know what it was.
Dr. Horowitz can answer that after the break. Hold on, Tom.
Okay, well, I'd like to continue on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepurposeofmanlife.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where to fall? Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 3rd of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. You can spend a lot of time at my website reading, educating yourself. There's things that will educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. It's just a lot there, including the energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. Are you not sleeping as good as a small child or a teenager like I do? The energy cleaner will help. Check it out at my website under products. Only $285 for an energy cleaner. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. We have twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. You can place your order for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Go and study up on it first. Read the details how this came into being. And you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, send me a check. My address is right there. or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Building with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, here's those four websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next, we have HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net. And then last but not least, MedicalVeritas.org. Before we let Tom continue, we're going to have Dr. Horowitz answer Tom's first question, which is, where did this virus come from? Doctor, please.
Thank you. Yeah, JR and Tom, good question. And read the complaint, because I go into that. In fact, Dr. Fauci is a lead suspect and is used as an example of how officials, government officials, are being used to promote the lies and the unfair and deceptive trade that's ongoing here. So where did it come from? Well, read also the press release that opens up when you go to medicalveritas.org, and you'll see that the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, plays a main role, as does Anthony Fauci. Back in 2014, the coronavirus research was ongoing at University of North Carolina, and that at the time it was this advanced function. Yes, hello?
Yeah, go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, so the advanced function was ongoing. The manipulation, the advanced function on the coronavirus, based on the science that I'm looking at, that's been suppressed and also that's been not refuted, is the spike protein, the attachment apparatus, the way that the virus transmits so rapidly between people is based on genetic engineering of the AIDS virus envelope gene, four gene sequences that make up that spike protein that sticks out from the virus that electromagnetically attaches to the human cells and then injects the foreign genetic material into the host cell. That's where the transmission, the infection is occurring. That was genetically engineered. And back in 2014, a lot of scientists, again, white hats in science, were saying that this is extremely risky. You've got to stop doing this, because essentially what they were saying was the same thing that I've been saying for a quarter century when I discovered the special virus cancer program. Research developments back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, where they created the AIDS virus, the Ebola viruses, all of the whole HPV, the herpes type viruses that they were doing in the laboratories. So that's what the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola gives you the background on. But back in 2014, Anthony Fauci comes into the discussion and says, well, you know what, we're going to make a moratorium on this. So this is 2014. They decide, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, as well as elsewhere, they're going to stop doing it, but then follow the money. Fauci and his boys at NIH, NIAID, sends money and viruses over to Wuhan, China. And that's where now Wuhan and China, of course, backed by the banksters, the same global elite that we're dealing with everywhere, that they were then financing the continuation of this hyper-weaponization of these kinds of viruses. So basically back then in 2017, you come with Anthony Fauci. Now you remember Trump is now elected. 2017, he's got the CIA, he's got the FBI, he's got everybody on his butt trying to undermine his presidency. And at that very time, James Brennan, CIA director, leaves his position a week after Anthony Fauci, who's directed by CIA, the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases that Anthony Fauci directs, is under the CIA because infectious diseases are considered a national security risk. So CIA is overseeing this Fauci group. Fauci now has the inside intelligence to go to Georgetown University and lectures to his colleagues. We have it on video on revolutiontelevision.net. You can watch Anthony Fauci lecturing to his colleagues in 2017, saying that the incoming Trump administration is going to be faced with a horrific plague unlike the world has ever seen. So that's where now, suddenly, right around that time, they lifted the ban or the voluntary moratorium on the advanced function, hyperweaponization of these kinds of virus research, and that continued. Now, my lawsuit filed yesterday deals expressly with Pfizer having financed much of this, if not virtually the lion's share of what was going down at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, with the coronaviruses. So, Johnny on the spot, here they come along with Moderna, and you'll see also in the lawsuit that the racketeering enterprise, this is a criminal enterprise, and Moderna and Pfizer are both basically partnered, not simply in similar research, they're financed, and they're major institutional investors, stockholders, are the ones that have been actually profiting, and in advance, Moderna was similarly financed by this flagship group, and that you'll see that the money is all engaged similarly, backing both companies, backing both of these kinds of covert biological weapons operations. But you've got to look carefully at the complicity of University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And by the way, you talk about, John, this Twilight Zone existence. Where I actually went, and I was, I tell the story, I was directed by an angel because you could not get what I got any other way. It was at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Davis Library, where I swear on Yeshua's blessed name that I was directed to find the special virus cancer program, the whole contracts whereby they had secreted it. It was never declassified. It basically has all the contracts of all the main players, what they did, how they created these types of viruses under government contracts. And what you'll see in the complaint that I've just filed is that you'll see that the Mason-Pfizer monkey virus, that's a Pfizer, that's the company, they created this out of this special virus cancer program. It was basically they isolated the Mason-Pfizer monkey virus as the first breast cancer virus. So now we have, of course, this terrible plague of breast cancer affecting women, particularly Jewish women. And now we see the connections between this whole racketeering enterprise and the creation and the distribution of these types of viruses that are causing these plagues on humanity. So Amazing. Anyway, that's your answer to where did this virus come from.
Okay. Well, Tom, you got a follow-up question, sir?
Yeah, gentlemen, I do. First off, let's go back to 1976, our bicentennial year. In that year, the Chinese, 95% of the Chinese in that country were riding bicycles around. Okay, that was 44 years ago. Now they're a superpower, and they got these labs and all that. But in 1976, our bicentennial, the Chinese were basically a third world country. In 44 years, now they're supposedly the superpower, quote, and now they got all these labs and this and that and better highways, all these special highways they got and all this technology they got from, of course, United States, because Nixon opened up the bamboo curtain. Now this Donald Trump is kicking their butt with the trade deal, and all of a sudden, in January, we get this Wuhan flu, which supposedly was out in October of that year, 19. And so all of a sudden, you got bumbling Biden. The guy stays in his basement the whole time he's campaigning. He's the president-elect. He got 80 million votes, and Trump's getting 74 million. Donald Trump's got 10 million more votes than he did in 16. Now, how is this possible? And I'm looking at the news. They're talking about all these dead bodies. People are voting in Georgia with Stacey Abrams. You got another guy that's talking, the guy that's running for Senate. I won't even get into that right now, but this guy is a real militant type, I don't know what you call him. But, you know, how the Chinese have gotten so powerful so rapidly off the American taxpayers' dime, okay, in Europe also. And you know, right after this Wuhan flu hit, John, we're hearing about Italy. Oh, it's all about Italy, Europe. It's going to be spread all over Italy. Who's the one allowed all these Chinese to come into New York and San Francisco, and maybe Houston, Texas, where all these reports where all these Chinese were pouring in January, and Donald Trump is basically trying to shut down all this illegal immigration and this migration of all these other countries coming in here to these third world countries. But Biden's calling him a xenophobic, a racist, basically Pelosi and all that. Pelosi's running her her mouth with her $25,000, $30,000 refrigerator. She's basically telling the American people, oh, it's okay, the Chinese keep pouring in here with the Wuhan flu. But she is not held accountable. Biden's not been held accountable, but Donald Trump's held accountable because Donald Trump's a bad leader. He's a terrible leader. Here's a guy who's trying to save our country from being annihilated through illegal immigration, Chinese pouring in here by now anchor babies, these Chinese women coming over here having all these babies, and Donald Trump is a bad guy? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying this crap anymore, and I'm fed up with it. And all these leftist communist Bolsheviks are taking our country down.
Most of our audience knows the comments you're making already, and we do appreciate your call. Thank you, sir, very much.
Yeah. You know, I just might interject. Tom, thank you. I think you're feeling frustrated as we have been feeling frustrated for many, many months now. If I were you, to answer your question, how is this happening? How did China become so powerful? Look at the Rockefeller organization called the Partnership for New York City, because, again, my complaint deals with that. It mentions that the CEO of Pfizer is a member, is a partner in the Partnership for New York City. The main money from Goldman Sachs and the banksters that financed, as you mentioned, back starting in 76, they started to talk about globalization heavily, financing the third world countries, financing China, and they moved the banks and the massive amount of money into China. So for the globalization, and by the way, it also follows perfectly the book of Revelation. We're witnessing the book of Revelation being played out perfectly. So that they're following God's word, but they're twisting it because it's satanic. Everything that God says is up, they say is down. They're the deceivers. So the other most important revelation is that they've got us doing it. They've got literally the corruption of the free will. You see, God, back in the days of Noah, had ruled, you know, he was brokenhearted, having to not be able to find eight people who were awake. You know, just eight people. Instead, couldn't find them, made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, wiped out civilization except for the Nephilim, which is the fallen angels, the super beings. And basically, that deals with this issue of free will. God said, I'm never going to do this again. If humanity is going to go down, it's going to be by their own will. And so that's how satanic manipulation is happening, and it's being directed. Because just like you've seen, if 80 million people, which I don't believe, voted for Biden, that they gave their free will over the satanic beast. And so this is where now the corruption, it's we the people that have got to raise our awareness and come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. That's what Jesus advised. We've got to come out of this madness, this hypocrisy, and lift ourselves up intellectually as well as spiritually so that we're beyond this menacing criminality. That's essentially what it is. So study the Partnership for New York City. I reference it in the criminal complaint. It's directly linked to the Pfizer and the Moderna people and the manipulation of the population and depopulation for globalization, that the whole country of China is also controlled by this money.
All right. Well, Doctor, what direction you want to go next, sir?
Gee whiz. Anywhere you want to go, John.
Well, maybe we talk about timeline. We've got the Electoral College voting here in 11 days, I believe it is, the 14th of December.
Yeah, urgent. Everybody's got to get everybody out that's a Republican and vote. And we've got to hold that Senate. If we don't, man, it's going to be just a steamrolling big time. Oof.
Right. We have a president who's going to be inaugurated, hopefully the 20th of January. Things are moving fast forward. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas.
Hey, hello, Dr. Horowitz. I have a question concerning the. I have a preacher here in my hometown. There's a church I could go to or did until the virus broke out. What is the name of the head of the NIH?
Collins.
Formerly was on the Human Genome Project. He said in a sermon that he trusts the head of the NIH in his pronouncements concerning.
Yeah, you can't trust them. Yeah, Trump is surrounded by demons.
You cannot trust him.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's get our last caller in here. John, what's your question, sir?
The pastor of my church, who I will not name, he says that he trusts the pronouncements of NIH Director Francis S. Collins, M.D.
Big mistake.
Concerning, sir.
Big mistake. Let me just tell you some background on Francis Collins. He's a snake in the grass. Back in the, I think it was the 80s, the Human Genome Project was being financed by all of the taxpayers through university grants. It was a public, not a private enterprise that unraveled the entire human genome. About 2 weeks before it was to be completed, J. Craig Venter, representing the deep state, representing the global industrialists, came in and they manipulated, and apparently he permitted himself, he enabled himself to be manipulated, Francis Collins of the NIH, to grant over and privatize the public human genome project so that the good old boys could monopolize and patent all of the genes of the human being. So that's where Francis Collins, in my opinion, is despicable, that he permitted this, and then on top of that, he's been concealing the fact that it's a racketeering enterprise and a criminal racket that is basically controlling all the patents and all the genetic engineering and then directing this kind of outbreak. They know, Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci know that these viruses have not evolved in by nature in the wild, in bats or pangolins or anything other than the fact that they've taken them in the labs because they're on top of the research grants. They administer the research grants, and they also conceal. They fraudulently conceal. They have willful blindness to what's actually going down. So, unfortunately, again, I think the fact that your minister in Texas is in favor of Francis Collins simply tells me that he's unfortunately ignorant about what's really going down. He's got to wake up.
Okay. I also noticed that Francis Collins was an Obama appointee, and that he was chosen by Trump to continue on in 2017.
Yeah, you know,
on June 6th.
Giving you an indication of what we're dealing with here. You know, when Francis Collins shut his eyes to J. Craig Venter, Venter is the major mogul in the whole genetic engineering, human genome genre of research and money. This J. Craig Venter has a very beautiful cruising ship, a beautiful sailboat. It's called the Sorcerer. It's the Sorcerer. It's directly out of the Bible. And this is where the caller a couple weeks ago talked about there being luciferase, the enzymes that they're using. This is a demonic, satanic operation that's corrupting.
Gentlemen, we are out of time. John, thank you. Doctor, thank you. Have you back next Thursday.
Hey, John. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with John Moore Radio Show, Economic Advisor Steve Hunt. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.